Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Omo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." Heavenly Father, we love you and we bless you because your love for us is perfect. It is most profound. It is always for us. You love us with an unselfish love. You love us with a love that is beyond all telling. You love us so perfectly. You love us as a father loves his beloved children. We ask you, dear Lord, dear Father, to please open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, we beg you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray always, to pray now and always to you with attention, reverence, and true and deep devotion. Father, may our prayer be heard in your loving presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Savior. Mary, what amazing gift Mary is to the church, to schools, to homes, to ministry, to people, to all people. Mary is such a precious gift for us. And it is at the cross where Our Lady experiences so much sorrow, the greatest sorrow known to human nature, but also a great hope and expectation, a great trust that in God's promise to all humanity to deliver a Savior who will save his people from their sins. And it is there at the foot of the cross that my mother, that your mother, that our mother hears her beloved Son, Jesus, the salvation of all the world, say, "Behold your mother. Behold your children. Behold your sons and daughters. Behold your mother and teacher." And during the season of ordinary time, Holy Mother Church, in all her wisdom, dedicates Saturdays to our Blessed Virgin Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it is there that the Church, again, in her profound wisdom, gives us so many opportunities to celebrate a Mass, always giving thanks and praise to God through honoring our Mother Mary, the sweet lady that Jesus has given to us for our mother. For that question that he poses in today's gospel, who is my mother? Who is your mother? Who is our mother? And Jesus answers the question, and it can only be Mary, because he says, for whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my mother. And no one does that more perfectly than Mary. And we cannot exhaust all the titles that are given to Mary. And one of them for us, that we celebrate these great votive masses that the Church has given us to give thanks to God and to honor Our Lady, is Mary, Mother and Teacher in the Spirit. And the preface for that Mass really helps us to understand this role that Mary so perfectly does in doing everything in compliance and in cooperation with the Spirit, in fulfillment of God's holy will. That no one is perfectly infused into God's holy will than Mary. And no one is more fully immersed in God's will than your Mother Mary. That no one fulfills in perfect obedience and in holy love and holy surrender to God's infinite plan and His divine will than our Mother Mary. And the preface for the Mass says that as we celebrate the memory of Mary, when Jesus says, do this in memory of me, yes, our Lord wants us to celebrate Holy Mass, the Holy Eucharist, so that we can remember God's great love for us, that He sent His only Son into the world to save us, and Jesus, so perfectly obedient to the Father's will, obedient to the point of death on the cross, that we keep this and hold this in memory in our hearts and our minds, remembering this great sacrifice that has brought us redemption. But do this in memory of me is also to remember at the foot of the cross where we receive from Jesus' sacred side the Holy Eucharist and the waters of baptism, that we receive from His sacred side infinite love and divine mercy, that in honoring our Lord, that we can also honor Him perfectly by keeping memory of the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, that we praise and bless God in all ways in the Mass. We give thanks and proclaim His holy name, and we do that so perfectly through the heart of the Lady that has been given to us as our Mother at the foot of the cross. And we hear that Mary so intimately shares in this great mystery of Christ, this spousal sacrifice of Christ, that she does so as Mother and Teacher in the Spirit. that as a mother, she continues to give to God. Beloved children in the church through the font of holy baptism, and that she is always encouraging them by her love. And as a mother, she draws them so perfectly. She draws these children, as Jesus said, "Let the children come to me." And how perfectly Mary draws God's children, these beautiful little creatures, to him by her perfect example, as she shows us how to pursue perfect love, perfect charity. And then as a teacher in the Spirit, Mary is the true model of all who live by the Spirit, all who cooperate with the Spirit to live out fully the gospel of Christ. That we look to Mary to teach us how to pray as Jesus taught his disciples to pray, that we learn from her how to love God above all things, to put God first as Mary did. And then from her, we learn to contemplate on the great Word, the Word that has been incarnate for us, the Word that has been made flesh and visible for us, that through Mary's Spirit and through her mind, we can contemplate this great mystery of our redemption. And then through her beautiful heart, her immaculate heart, her perfect heart, her heart that has no room for anything else, certainly no room for sin, only room for God and for us, her beloved children, that Mary teaches us how to know God and to love him and serve him in the needs of all our brothers and sisters. For remember, Jesus says, "Whoever does the will of my Heavenly Father are my brothers and sisters and mothers." And so in joy, we sing with all the angels and saints. In joy, we entrust ourselves to Mary, that we have consecrated ourselves perfectly to Jesus through the heart of our mother, Mary, who certainly is our mother and teacher in the Spirit. And one of the ways that Mary continues to do that is through all the ways that she continues throughout the ages to visit those who do the will of God, those who are brothers and sisters of Christ, in Christ, all those who truly look to Mary as her children. And one of those ancient titles of the church is Mystical Rose. Our Lady as Mystical Rose, because surely when we contemplate all the flowers of God's creation, none of them so mystically attract our attention and draw our hearts to love other than the rose. And so Mary is our mystical rose. She is the most beautiful flower in all creation. She is the most beautiful flower of God's heavenly garden. And even Scripture says in the Song of Songs that Mary is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Certainly there is no other rose that can compare to our mystical rose. In the spring of 1947, in Monte Chiari, Italy, a nurse named Pierina Gili is praying in a hospital chapel, and she encounters our Holy Mother, and she is the mystical rose. Our mother appears in a wonderful vision and magnificent light, dressed in violet and very sad, with tears in her eyes. And she has three swords that pierce her heart. And she later on will explain these three swords. The first is for the unworthy celebration of Mass and for communion received unworthily. The second sword is for priests and other consecrated religious who have given up their vocations. And the third is for the betrayal of the faith. She says prayer, penance, and sacrifice, and then remains silent, that Our Lady in this visitation to Pierina simply asks for prayer, penance, and sacrifice. And then the second time that she appears to Pierina, she does so on July 13th, 1947. And this time, Our Lady is not dressed in violet. As we know, violet is the color of penance, reparation, and conversion of heart. This time she appears in white. And in place of the three swords, she has three roses over her heart. One is white, one is red, and the other is gold. Later on, she would say that the white rose symbolizes the spirit of prayer. The red rose symbolizes the spirit of sacrifice. The yellow rose is the spirit of penance and conversion. And Our Lady would say to Pierina, I am the mother of Jesus and the mother of all of you. Our Lord sends me to bring a new devotion to our religious orders and institutes and to the priests of this world. I promise to protect these religious orders and institutes who will venerate me in this special way. I will increase their vocations and achieve a greater striving for saintliness among the servants of God. She said, I wish that the 13th day of each month be celebrated as a Marian day. Special prayers are to be said during the preceding 12 days. On this day, I shall pour out vocational holiness and abundant graces on all those who have honored me, especially the 13th of July, be celebrated every year in honor of the Rosa Mystica. As we look at these roses, we are reminded that Our Lady, the white is purity, the red is suffering, and the gold is royalty, as she is queen of heaven and earth. And that a rose can only be a rose if it comes from the stem of thorns, that it comes from that place of suffering, of great suffering, that a rose cannot be a rose without it. That these swords of sorrow can become the mystical rose of God's creation. That we too can assist Our Lady, our Mother, our beloved Mother, by doing what she asks, which is the will of God. By praying, sacrifice, penance, may we all bring roses to our beautiful lady, our heavenly mother, our mystical rose, and do reparation for the injury of all the swords that have pierced her motherly heart.